Kedar of Shabbos Parshas Chayesara. So there's a saying, Alti birchas hedyot kala be'enecha. Even a bracha from a simpleton should not be treated lightly. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, in last week's Parsha, when Sarah was told by the Malach that she would have a baby, she laughed, and this laughter was not pleasing to Hashem. But now I ask you, wouldn't you laugh if an Arab told your 9-year-old grandmother that she was going to have a baby? I think everyone would. But nonetheless, Sarah was held accountable for this laughter. Even the bracha of an Arab should not be taken lightly, says Rav Moshe. We see this in this week's Parsha as well. When Rivka was sent off to Eliezer, she was blessed, Achisenu Atayila Alfa Rivava, and this is a bracha given to a kala at a wedding, and it came from the mouth of a person like Lavan, who's called a Rasha. That's very surprising. But once again, the Mepharshim explained that he blessed her out of the true depths of his heart and had the most real of intentions, and a bracha like that, even from a person like that, is fitting for a time even as holy as a Jewish wedding. Now, we know that Avram was given the ability to bless others, which is given to Yitzchak, then to Yaakov, and passed down to all Yidden. The bottom line is, don't take a bracha lightly, no matter who gives it. There's real power in a heartfelt bracha, even from the most simple of people. By that same token, don't hesitate to give a bracha. You might not be the Gadol Hadar, but a true heartfelt bracha can go places you never even imagined. So with that, I'd like to bless you all to have an amazing, wonderful, elevated, and gebenched Shabbos.